just swingy for wide open from the left wing for three. This one's no good. We have an off-the-ball foul. Looks like it's going to be on Josh White of Ubley. That's going to be the first foul called on Ubley tonight, first foul in general. And that is indeed against number 52, Josh White, his first team's first. The officials letting them play, and I like it. 14 seconds left in the first, 19-13, Sandusky Earth. Ubley leads by six. Baysdale crosses the timeline. 9 seconds left. Being double teamed. Here comes the trap over to Shively. Drives into the lane. He gets fouled. Looks like a block on an Ubley player, and we have an injured Ubley player holding his chains. It's number 24, David Rutkowski. Looks like he took one right in the nose.
Well, to add insult to injury, he's the one that got the foul. David Rutkowski.
The no pun intended, right? That's terrible.
My apologies.
He seems to be okay. Number 22, Mitchell Guza replaces the injured David Rutkowski, who appears to be having some signs of bloody nose. At the line shooting two is number 11, Philip Shifley. And the first one's good. He now has 8 points on the night. And Josh White checks back in for Ubley as well. He replaces number 20, Brian White. At the line, shooting his second shot, Philip Shifley, number 11 for Sandusky. 19-14, Ubley leads by five. Second one's also good. The lead is now cut down to five, 19-15, as Guza just chucks one up there. Houston gave nothing. And they kicked it back out to Josh White, none other than himself. And he took it a 16-footer and went in right before the buzzer. He now has 10 points. At the end of one, it's probably leading by six, 21-15 over Sandusky. You're tuned to WLEW's second quarter action on the way.
This year, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring will be celebrating its fifth anniversary. Due in no small part to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shops share 15 free loaner cars and a tow truck. They have free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. The focus on customer service and satisfaction continues with higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. Continued sales increases show they're doing things right. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal. To Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring.
Second quarter action about to begin. Ubley leads by 6, 21-15. Ryan Brown listed in. What huddle was that, Ryan?
Ubley's huddle. Coach Piccolo was very pleased with the way they came out and played that first quarter. They're going to come out, run some different sets on defense now, trying to combat what Sandusky was trying to do on offense with running their plays. So look for Ubley to mix up their schemes on defense a little bit and try to throw Sandusky out of some rhythm.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. As Ubley gets it to start the second quarter, live right on the key, 21-15, Ubley over Sandusky after one. Austin Drake kicks it over, and he goes out of bounds. Number 22, Mitchell Guza couldn't hang on to it and went right out of bounds right in front of Sandusky's bench. Number 32, Chase Lowell is back in the game for Sandusky. Kicks over to Shifley, being guarded by Gabe Messing, comes across the timeline over to number 10, Mills. 7.5 left, same score, 21-15. Matt Grasso, also in the game for Sandusky, trying to change things up over to Bullis. Drives right into the lane, goes up for two, he missed it. And Josh White brings in the rebound. Chase Bowles cut right through the entire Ubley defense, then couldn't convert it.
He did exactly what he was instructed. The pressure is coming out on him. You take it to the pressure, and he did right to the hoop.
And Austin Drake takes a three for himself. This one rims out. Rebound number 32, Chase Bowles, the man himself. Over to Mills across the timeline. 7 minutes remain before halftime. 21-15, no score yet here in the second quarter. As number 12, Brandon Tucker takes the two from the left elbow. That one's no good. Rebound Sandusky. Back out to Mills. Being guarded by Austin Drake. Over to Bullis on the right wing. Into the right corner. Number 24, Grasso. Back up to Mills. Over to Tucker, left wing. Being guarded by Leibrand. to Shifley for three. Yes! From the right wing, Shifley now has 12 points. He leads all scores. It's now a three-point lead for the Ugly Bearcats, 21-18 with 6.5 left before halftime. Into the right corner, number 22 for Ugly takes the three. Mitchell Guza gets blocked. That Ugly recovers, and then they kick it out in the backcourt, and it's an over-and-back call. At the end of the third quarter, Reese leads Bad Axe 48-30. After the first quarter, they were tied, but then Reese started to pull away. Now they lead by 18 over Bad Axe in Reese. Number 24 picks it over to number 10, Justin Mills. Kicks it into Bowles for the jump shot from the free throw line. This one's no good. Rebound Liebrand for the Bearcats. Less than six to go. 21-18. Ugly leads by three. Drake on the right wing, dribbling around into Liebrand in the corner for three. No good. Rebound Sandusky. Bowles. Bowles showing his presence in the post on the rebound thus far in the second quarter.
Sandusky has gone back to a 2-1-2 zone. A little bit of a change, and I think it caught Ugly a little bit napping.
Mills up to number 12, Tucker, top of the key. Over to Grasso, and we have a traveling call. Another disco night here.
I'm going to tell you, Clark, this is a very well-officiated game.
And only two fouls called thus far, and there's really nothing you'd change.
I love the mechanics of this team, these three guys they're doing this.
You're talking the black and white team, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sweeney over to Drake in the right corner. Kicks it back out to number 20. That's Brian White. Kicks it over to Nick Sweeney, six for three. This one's blocked right from the get-go. Sweeney gets it back, though, and tries to feed in Josh White, but it's kicked by Sandusky. It's going to be Ugly ball underneath their own hoop with 5:10 remaining in the second quarter. They lead by three, 21-18 over the Redskins. Liebrand to the top of the key to Austin Drake. Back into Liebrand's right elbow. Dribbles twice. Kicks it out to Sweeney. Almost took the three to side not to. Over to Drake on the left corner. Into Josh White, the left post. Over to Liebrand on the right elbow. Extended. This one goes. Rims out. No good. Rebound 20. That's Gage Frank for Sandusky. Shifley calling it for it in the left wing. They don't get it to him as Mills dribbles around, being guarded by Austin Drake. Over to Tucker. Top of the key. Bowles takes the three from the right wing for Sandusky. This one's way off the mark. Rebound right into the hands of Nick Sweeney for Ugly. Three-point lead remains for the Bearcats with 4:35 remaining in the second quarter. Josh White tries to pick from the wide ramp, but it's rejected hard by Shifley for Sandusky. As number 20, Gage Frank, comes in for number 24, Matt Grasso. 4:32 remains in the second, 21-18. Ugly has an underthrown hoop. They tried to do the little alley-oop into Liebrand, goes awry, I should say, and Sandusky recovers. Gage Frank drives into the lane, stripped away by Liebrand. Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop, 4:24 left. Sandusky trails by three to the Bearcats. Frank into Mills in the left corner, being guarded by Austin Drake. 4:20 left before halftime, 21-18. Shifley back out to Mills, top of the key. Dribbles to his right, nothing there. Back up to the top to Tucker. Over to Shifley, into Bowles in the left corner, being guarded by Josh White. Bowles takes the long two. This one's off to the right by about a foot. Air ball, out of bounds, Ugly ball. 21-18, less than four to go, 3:59 each feet precise before halftime. Ugly still hanging on to that three-point lead.
We've seen Bowles play before, and nothing is going down for him right now. Absolutely nothing.
He couldn't hit a broadside of the barn currently, and I apologize.
Not yet.
Interesting thing is Baisdell has not played at all in the second quarter for Sandusky. Nick Sweeney from the right corner for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound number 12, Tucker for Sandusky. But Nick Sweeney steals it for himself, and then there's a foul. Looks like it's be on Shifley of Sandusky. That's the first for Shifley and the first for Sandusky in this half. And we have a timeout White. 30-second timeout, so we'll stick with you. 3:42 remains in the second quarter, 21-18. Ugly leads still by three. Josh White had 10 points in the first quarter for Ugly. He has not scored at all. In fact, Ugly hasn't scored at all this whole second quarter. We're already 4 minutes and 18 seconds in.
Josh White is going underneath the zone, and they're not finding him at all. They're looking for Liebrand, but Liebrand, once he gets the ball, he winds up giving it up as well. And so things are